Priest allo Roman land, allo Salahihem, oham launum. I alone, Wahiyamon, I leo so. Martin do salon, mortal and selen, beoto ma vin lindo I in luck. By Allah, O selen, O molo haya san, agolo filon.
Qui là c'est ça difficile nos moutons et nos mains qui plaide les hommes faire fin les télingo similo to angio c'est juste fin da songia c'est ce songi sengia t'as ce moi encore c'est ce bla comme fin io to c'est mes amis to angio non to mon quoi ba. Blessings to all beings striving to be good, striving to know what is true, striving to improve, not afraid to look at their own flaws, not afraid to be open to different ideas that are challenging to the status quo. It's a somber day for me today. I was just deciding, you know, like, do I really want to even try to say anything in English today? But it's important that I do. And it's been a loss de la croix, this belief, and glutish booping in the bunker, Senegoneca, a bit like with a Mosangonoka. If you haven't listened to my other posts about mind weapons, I highly recommend it. And maybe even just stop listening and start there. I want to totally share all the details that I've shared in the two previous two related monologues. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about what I learned over the last year and a half about just the nature of the reality here in Edania, our home, the center realm of all existence, the center of all existence. And this place has been through a lot, and it's old. It's really old. I mean, we're talking like over 100 zillion, 100 zillion, quazillion, 100 quazillion years, if you can even wrap your mind around that. But time is in this and time is, it is like a, it's different for every being almost, but it's also it is the mystery too. What does even 100 quazillion years mean? What is time? Is time always there, or is time a construct? The era that we're in, and I mean even era, it's not the proper term. And English is so, it's crude and shallow, and it's just, how do you even say? Like, it's, it doesn't capture a picture of the reality very well. You have to use a lot of words, and the definitions are all, every year, less and less and less. So, but just to know that this point that we're at now is the lowest it's ever been in all those, whatever you want to call it, since the beginning. The lowest in consciousness, the lowest in architecture. But it's the brutalist for all beings. And why is this? It's because it's a culmination of all of that. Apply in the Biotowa. It's just like we're sitting on top of the biggest pile of shit that is built up over all those years. If you won't even call them years. Yotoram. And how did it get like this? Corruption, you know? Really, corruption. On a spiritual level. And the design of the reality is outdated. And so the beings that are the majority now and have been until just very recently, and I can't even go into what I've been working on because no one will even believe it or even be able to hear it. But just know, like, the spiritual world was overran with demons. And a lot of it had to do with just beings going into body and being corrupted, and then their ancestors not wanting to destroy them, even though they should be destroyed. And so they're just more and more and more demons. And then the demons, alongside the non-demons, started using spiritual technology, spiritual weapons. And I talked a little bit about the head, the machine, you know, like the Matrix. It is like that. And where so certain families were protected and promoted at the expense of other families, other lines. And all this is coming to an end. It hasn't been easy for any of the beings that have been involved in it. But all these mind weapons and the spiritual interference, it's all fading away. So if you've been feeling better, and like your mind is clearer and there's not so much chatter in your mind, you just know that it's because beings have been working on freeing you from the Duraimyan. This disaster of a way of barely any life at all. And so it's always up to us, and every day is a new day. Or like yesterday, you think, wow, I really cramarted the Clucky Busk and Burrowmork, and like I conquered yesterday and all the challenges, and here's a new day today. Whoa, I got knocked back down on my knees. But it all comes down to just being good, like wanting to be good to other beings and all beings, and just understand, like, we only see right now about 7 to 9% of what is there when it comes to other life forms in our life, in our world. And the majority of them are living on us and around us. And they want to help us. They're benevolent. Unless we mistreat them. And so we need to be striving to be in harmony with our own bodies and what lives around us, or our bodies will not be around very long. And that's what we're accustomed to. It's like, oh, 100 years, like, that's a long lifetime. That is less than adolescent. It's bodorfind. Like, it's blasphemous. Really? I mean, to life itself. And why do our bodies corrode? Why, I mean, or break down is because we're not in harmony with the beings that are there to support us. And we live in the most toxic homes. And, you know, if you have a home built later than 1930, mid-30s, I mean, that's when the chemicals and just the poison just ink was increased, you know, to the extreme. And now, I mean, you have a spray foam home, like, it is the most toxic thing you could ever live in. Let alone, you know, the air and the water and everything, everywhere you look, it's poison. It's a poison. So we've done this to ourselves, and we've allowed this to happen on every level, going all the way, you know, if you want to say spiritual is up, I don't know anymore. But all of that is changing. And so these families, these, I don't know what to call them, the Ziatle or the Klippi, or they're Satanists, really, because they think they're gods and they want to control. And so they've been using the spiritual technology to be in control for, I mean, it's kind of gone on and off, but I mean, for over a billion years, really. I mean, in one realm or another, but the battle has been for our realm, for our the home realm, Edania, the place where it's all started. And so, you know, you think about it, like a breakaway civilization. They're more advanced in some ways where they have these access to these spiritual tools, whether it be cloak ships or, you know, cloak technology where, you know, psychopaths can, you know, fly around and fly through your window and poison you and rape your, you know, wife and children and you. And so that's what I learned about through direct experience, and had to be creative in ways to protect my home. And I'm still working at that every day. And I'm going to include a photo of an atmospheric generator that's tied into my force field around my home that is gradually expanding out and causing beings that are malevolent to no longer exist. And so this place is designed for abundance. I mean, just in like a one-foot square, or, you know, of that, the air, there's like access to 100,000 watts of power. And so it's a simple way to tap into it, but it's so far removed from what we've grown up with, and just over the generations we become enslaved to, you know, having to pay for electricity and gas and every aspect of our life, when it's all there for free. You just have to be in harmony with it. And of course, you know, the small group, it's a small group really that's been in control, and, you know, behind the military and the governments and all those institutions are connected and have been connected to other realms, other realities, other bubbles, other planets, if you want to call them that. But all that is changing as well. But the thing about a pile of shit is when you knock off the Tulerica, Bakalabik and Dimon on top, all the other, you know, crutter gemoklions want to climb back up there on top of it. And so that is not going to change in the short term. And so what I'm preparing, I mean, just what I've been working towards is just securing my home and trying to get healthy and learning how to make medicine, and just from what is available. And I want to, you know, have a family and share that knowledge. And I am tasked, you know, I'm a messenger of the divine, but I'm tasked with protecting what is. And what is? What is? It fluctuates between masculine and feminine, but we're both, and it's both. And so I serve the feminine. I mean, because she is the one that brings the creations. But at certain times, and it's not a cyclical, it's not a pattern of a circular pattern, or anyway, it's complex and it's mysterious. But at certain times, and I dare say this because I serve them, but I challenge them too. The feminines go Looney Tune, and part of it is because of the collective nature of the feminine due to the fake moon. aligning them, their Sotibant, and their holy Sotibonium, holy healing time of detox. But also just their natural receptivity to what is. And when so many feminine beings and children especially are being just brutally raped and abused and just mutilated every day in this realm, child trafficking, sex trafficking, all this has been going on a long time, and it is out of control and has been. But the feminine, they feel that. And so if you have a feminine in your community, which, you know, Adonia is a community where we should be working together to overcome these challenges, all the other feminines feel that more than the masculines. The masculine, it's just a different expression of what is, right? And so at certain times, you know, the divine sends beings like me that in mysterious ways have to battle through and drag the beauties with through the gates to the heaven of our own making. And so it's not just one gate. It's like 9 gates that we have to pass through, tests. And they involve being truthful to yourself and those around you every moment of your life, taking care of yourself and your home, and trying to live in harmony with what is around you, that life that's around you. And it's so hard because it's so toxic. Like, what do you do with your garbage? What do you do? How do you live in harmony? Each one of us has to learn that on our own. And that's all part of the gates, the challenges. But it's also like we need to step away from what has been built up in a lie. And that's the society, the governments, you know, every aspect of it, the system, right? Because it does not support life at all. Opposite. And so reality is a mysterious for each one of us. It's like our own dream of a life that we're not. Is it even, what is it? It's this mysterious dream that we share with some beings, but do we really? I don't know. It's beyond even words, right? But I want to share. I want to talk to others. I have access to unlimited knowledge, and just for whatever reason, it's like the ones I've been around, like acquaintances. Very few can hear it or desire to even discuss anything with me. But just know I'm here. And Heaven, Minnesota, in the center of Minnesota, at the Abandoned Scout Camp. And I'm going to be here for a long time, maybe eternity, who's to say? And so the very few of you that can hear this and want to reconnect with your ancient beings and be in service to truth and love, and strive to find true love. And you have to be in love with yourself first to ever be able to, you know, build a friendship with another that is also in love with themselves. And that takes time, like at least, you know, 10 months probably before you should ever be intimate. If you really want to build intimacy, which I desire greatly. It's like the only way they can trick me into sending me down here is the chance of true love, really. I haven't kissed a woman for almost 4 years. And so I don't want to wait another 90 years. I'm just being honest. But it could be that long because there's that much work to do cleaning this place up as it changes. And if you haven't noticed the color of the sky, or the moon and the sun seem like they're getting closer, or feeling earthquakes or volcanoes around you, this place is changing rapidly, and it's going back into the original position, let's just say. And so that will change the consciousness dramatically, but also the land is always adapting to what is. And so it's important to get in tune with your body and your surroundings and prioritize your life so you're living in truth. And if you have a family, your kids, you're in service to them and you're doing everything you can to keep them safe and keep them healthy. And then what is will communicate with you if you slow down your life and just be able to listen in your own way, develop your own communication with what is. And prayer is such a strange thing. I mean, I don't want to go into it on this one. But really, it's just expressing gratitude and reaching out to truth and being thankful. It's not a deity, just truth and love and expressing gratitude for your life. That's where it starts. And building a relationship with truth every day. And when you get things wrong, admitting it. I get things wrong all the time. I'm deceived all the time. But then I bounce back and I strive to know truth again. I think that's it for today. Thanks for visiting my channel. Michael Dagan, 218-371-5288 is my phone number now. You can reach me at abandonscalecamp.com. And abandonscoutcamp@protonmail.com. Send me a message. And I wish you dodleti semipoy and semi asidomoniothon, siditelnio, si anuikiatua, shimiyotiama, simianionia, sin me to winibini, kaumakwate kakamola moyamotomoya, sayonikiono, clalia cant, crazy odosa, okpok. Andok, duhilacha, frilas, kre, va, demiazen.